A big hello to everyone. So I'm back after a long gap, and I hope each one of you is doing well. I thought of coming here and telling you, or maybe actually reminding you, that you are enough. What you have is enough. What you have done so far is enough. You have to have this faith in your abilities, you know, and whenever you start doubting yourself, think of how far you have come. And you know how many hurdles you've crossed, how many tough circumstances you have overcome. And it's all done by you. Yes, it's you. You have so much of power and, you know, so much of potential. Also, you know, a lot of times you really don't know the kind of potential you have unless you really face the situation. And believe me, God has really given you all you need to survive on this planet, on this earth. And, you know, not just to survive, but to do well as well. So there is this faith that you need to have, that if you are here, you are going to do what you are destined to do, and you will make it happen. It may not be easy. It may not come to you quickly, but it is totally going to be worth it. So every little thing that you do, you have to think is sort of fulfilling your purpose of being here. Don't be scared of exams. You know, I always say that you have to see the exams as opportunities to take you to the next phase of your life. I do agree that status quo is always very comforting. You know, you have this sense of security and you feel that it is going the way it is going, and it's fine, and you start adjusting to it without realizing that, you know, this is not or not where you're meant to be for your entire life. This preparatory phase has to end. It has to lead you to a new horizon. And you know, for that, you do need to appear for an exam. So stop burdening yourself with the fear of exam. I think you should be more glad that you are nearing the exam and you're nearing your new phase of life, which will instill you with new energy, with new enthusiasm. Okay, so don't be scared, my dear students. Okay, let's welcome the exams. Let's be happy about it. And believe me, you have worked really hard. I know not everyone is in the same boat, not everyone is on the same score, but you know, that's how it is in life. We are going to be in different phases of life at different stages and at different times. All you need to do is do the best you can while you are in a particular phase. So please promise me today that there is going to be anxiety, there is going to be self-doubt, but all you have to tell yourself is that you are enough. And you know, you have been given everything that you need to overcome this phase, and you will. So this is just a small message from my side, because I was getting so many inbox messages of students who are simply frightened with the thought that they're nearing the exam. And I wanted to talk to each one of you and tell you that it is okay. That's how it is supposed to be. That's how you will begin your new phase. So welcome it with a big smile. It's important for you. I do understand that. Some amount of anxiety should be there so that you perform well, you take it seriously, but don't let it affect, you know, the way you handle things on the day of the exam. Have faith. Aap log bahut hardworking ho, bahut mehnti ho, aur aap bahut intelligent bhi ho, aur bahut capable bhi ho. And that is why this is where you are. See, not everybody can live your journey. So if you are living it, it's because you are capable of doing it. And that's why you have been given those challenges. So, you know, consider yourself as brilliant people who might get scared a couple of times. But, you know, it shouldn't make you quiver and it shouldn't make you quit. So my best wishes to all of you. And I'm here around. You can keep sending in your messages. When I feel that there is a general anxiety level, I'll come back with a general message. Else I'll keep responding to you personally. Loads of love. Keep smiling. And yes, you are enough.